Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob and I have some of the best friends. I'm not talking about rankings. I just mean they're literally some of the best people we know. On this episode, Bob discusses one of those people, Anna McCambridge Thomas, who we ran into at the Fringe Festival and who inspired him to keep up with his art. Enjoy.
She was asking about my art, and I had said, you know, I'm kind of not creating many things that I like very much, and creating throwaway stuff. She's like, it's not throwaway stuff. And I'm like, well, considering how much intention I put into it and what I'm really trying to create and what I'm feeling when I'm creating it. And she said, so, you know, are you not happy? Do you feel like you have to create fine art? And I said, I'm afraid if I don't use it, I'm going to lose it. I feel like I'm going to, you know, it's just going to go away. And without saying a word, she just puts her hand on my heart. And it's like, that was a sweet gesture, just to have a friend put their hand on your heart. And she said, you will not lose your art. Your art is here. And then she puts her hand, points up to my head, and she's like, and it's here, and it's always going to be there. And it was just that moment where I wasn't really looking for that.
Yeah.
But when I received it, and I felt it. And the hand on the heart thing, it reminded me of the movie Garden State. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, but there's a moment long time.
At the very end where he's talking to his father, and his father is a psychiatrist, and he's starting to rationalize things, and he just puts his hand on his father's heart, and his father stops talking. And I feel like, to tell you the truth, when she put her hand on my heart, I almost immediately remembered that moment and felt it was eloquent that he stopped talking at that moment and just felt the hand on his heart. It was like but it was a lovely thing. And she
totally Jedi mastered you.
She's super like that though. She smiles and she's happy. And then she says things that are like Buddha. And her mom is the same way. Vicky Jones is an amazing artist and super fun and funny human being. And the two of them together, I just love seeing them together. I love seeing parents and kids that hang together and like they're real friends, and they are real friends. And they're both awesome artists. So it's nice to know them. And it was good to get that experience. And thank you, friend, because you got me out there.
Yeah, good.
So many times, good people show up in our lives just at the moment we need them. Anna filled that role beautifully for me. Nick does too on a regular basis. I want to be one of those good people. So I guess I have to stop talking, quiet my soul, and find a way to support someone who needs love and to be seen. That wraps up this tiny episode of your Daily Dose. Come back tomorrow for our Friday Shorts edition. It's going to be a blast.